Naughty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care. Cause we came to have so much fun now. Bet somebody here might get some now. And if you ain't ready to go home, can I get a hell no? Cause we gonna go all night till we see sunlight, alright. So la-da-dee-da-dee, we like to party. Dancing with Miley, doing whatever we want.
This is our house, this is our rules. And we can't stop,
and we won't stop.
Hello!
Hello, and welcome to Mona and Noah Save the World.
Woo!
This is our first broadcast. We're so excited to be here with you tonight.
We have been waiting for this since we got to Tufts. We said we're going to do a radio show, and we made our dreams come true. We're here in the studio, and we have a really interesting idea for tonight's episode.
Yes, for a pilot episode, or a pilot broadcast.
There we go.
Yes, we are going to discuss anachronism.
Ooh.
Particularly as far as music is concerned. So what we opened up with is the song We Can't Stop, which is a modern song by Miley Cyrus, but it has been transformed to sound like an old-timey classic.
Yeah, so that group is called Postmodern Jukebox, and that's what they do with pretty much like a lot of pop songs. They just take a song and then they're like, let's put it in like 60s style, or let's put it in, you know, like 20s kind of like Gatsby style. And I think it's a really cool effect because like you can hear the original kind of sound, but like at the same time it sounds completely different.
Definitely. I'm a big fan of it. And there's another type of musical anachronism being all fancy that
so fancy.
I particularly enjoy, which is called electro swing, which is older swing music, so a lot of horns and brass just all at ya, but with electric beats that bring it up to sort of an EDM pace and make it very lively, very bopping.
And so pretty much the opposite of postmodern jukebox. They're
exactly.
Like two sides of the same coin. And we're excited to play a little bit of everything.
Definitely. Just tonight's going to be an exploration of
yes.
all that type of music.
And because, you know, it's our first show, so we're still kind of like seeing what's the show going to be. So if you have ideas about what you want to hear on our show, please call in. I don't know the number, but please do.
Go to WMFO.org and you can start listening now. You can call in at 855-915-9636. Also, this is Noah and Mona Save the World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes!
There is a taste of electro swing called Butterfly.
I loved that. I thought that was so fun. It's funny because, like, it also sounds the opposite as the postmodern jukebox sound. Like, the postmodern jukebox sound, you can tell, is, like, modern but sounds retro. And that sounds so modern, but you're like, there's something retro about it.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay. We have a few things we want to touch on related to this theme of, what's the word?
Anachronism.
Anachronism. And the first is, we're going to pose a question. Are the Roaring Twenties coming back? The 20s are 2 years away. I'm excited. Noah's excited. We're going to be 20s. We're going to be in our 20s during the 20s. And we're like, is it going to be like the Roaring Twenties? Like, are people going to throw Gatsby parties? Are we in such a different, you know, time now that people are too cynical to live their best lives in the 20s? What do we think, Noah?
I think we could almost see a 20s type era come back. I feel like
people need it. People need the fun of the Roaring 20s.
I think there's definitely big consumerism. Everybody's buying and having a time.
Okay, that's good. Is it good? I don't know.
Well,
I know you have mixed... We'll get, that's for a later,
very
broadcast.
Very fair.
We'll get into consumerism later down the line. However, there was something we did want to address for the 20s. We were thinking about how fun they're going to be, and they are going to be fun. Again, am I ready to be in my 20s? Yes, I'm so excited. However, you know, we wanted to bring up a slightly more serious topic that's gonna affect the 20s and that we need to do something about. Noah, This is your time.
Is
Give
this
your spiel.
My time to rant about climate change?
Yes. Rant about it, Noah.
Well, I'm sure everybody has seen the reports submitted to the UN, submitted to the leaders of all of the countries that we live in, that essentially declared that we are approaching a climate emergency and various islands and coasts will be underwater if we don't strive to change things and make things better. So try eating less meat. That's a great way to reduce your consumption, maybe.
I've done it. I have been eating so much less meat than I was, and it's a good life. I like it.
Definitely. Yeah. Once you stop, you don't even realize.
Yeah, that's so
that
true.
It's missing.
And I think we can do it. I think we can have a 20s that are fun, that are roaring, but like not like roaring forest fires that are a result of the climate being a disaster, like roaring parties, no forest fires.
Definitely.
The motto.
That's
I'm
the hope.
Yeah. So anything else, Noah? Roaring 20s. What are your hopes and dreams for the Roaring 20s?
Personally, I'm a great fan of swing dancing. I think it's so lively, so exciting, so energetic.
Noah has a ballroom dance competition tomorrow. Everyone, send your best thoughts.
Oh, I appreciate it, Mona.
Of course.
I'm very excited. I'm dancing swing, actually.
Yes.
Although it's not quite as lively. It's much more, there's rules to it, I guess, in a ballroom dancing competition.
Okay.
But it is still pretty lively, and there's lots of spinning and underarm swings and behind the back turns. It's a lot of fun.
I love it. So exciting. I think time will tell. We're almost there.
Definitely. We do have 2 years, or I guess a year and a quarter now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we don't even have, it's pretty much 1 year.
When did 2018 begin, and how is it already almost ending?
We'll answer that question after we play another postmodern jukebox hit. Let's do some Lady Gaga.
Sure thing, Mona.
Everything, as long as it's free. that I want you, and you know that I need you. I want you bad, bad, oh bad. Your design, cause you're a criminal as long as you're bad. I want your love. Psycho, you're gonna go stick. Won't you in my rear window? Baby, you're sick. I want your love. Love, 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 I want your. I want your love. I don't wanna be friends. Je veux ton amour. Et je veux te revoir. Je veux ton amour. I don't want to be friends.
Thank you so much, person singing that song, who's not Lady Gaga, but I'm sure is a
beautiful
talented,
voice.
Beautiful. Yeah, that was beautiful. I enjoyed that a lot. So before Bad Romance, we were asking ourselves, where did 2018 go? The time flew by.
Most definitely.
And now we're thinking, so we were thinking, Lo and I were brainstorming during, we were using Lady Gaga's music to inspire us to think, what were some peak anachronisms of 2018?
Just so we can define it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anachronism is when something is in the wrong time period. So let's say you go back 1,000 years and it's the time of the ancient, or more than 1,000 years, 2,000 years, and it's the time of the ancient Greeks and Romans, and someone has a cell phone. That would be anachronistic.
If we can't show you these pictures because it's a radio show, but if you just Google, how do you say it? Anachronism?
Anachronism.
Anachronism. Okay, that's what I was saying. Okay. If you just Google anachronism, there are so many funny pictures that come up. There's like Mozart with an electric guitar. There's other pictures. It's great.
Yes.
So Noah, what's your kind of your anachronism of 2018?
I think an interesting anachronism is in fashion. There's definitely some misplaced looks in the modern day. I think the 70s are almost coming back in style.
Yes, I've noticed that. Very 70s. Like, what are some examples? I can't think of them.
You know, very big, sort of flowy things. Mm-hmm.
Okay, shout out to our friend. You know who I feel like embodies this?
Who?
Our friend Margot.
Oh.
For sure. If you're listening, Margot, we just gave you a shout out. And yeah. Okay, I agree. I think there's a lot of fashion. I think we're done with the whole like perfectly straightened hair, you know, whatever, like Lululemon, UGG. I mean, that's been away for a long time, but I feel like now we're getting back to that like boho chic, hippie.
Definitely. And chokers were back for a little bit. That
chokers were
kind of happened. Maybe they're fading out again.
That's
maybe, debatably.
I don't know. I'm not the best fashion consultant. Fair. I struggle. But I agree with you for sure. Okay, the one I thought of is the Huji filter. Noah didn't know.
Yeah, this is something new to me.
I'm sure you've seen it, and I'm sure our listeners have seen it when you're scrolling through Instagram, and it's like the 90s filter. I think it's how pictures looked in the 90s. Guys, I have a surprise. We actually have a Huji expert here with us. We were gonna save him for the second half of the show. However, I really want to hear what he has to say about the Huji filters. So I am so happy that my friend Ito,
our first guest on the show,
he's here from UMass Amherst. I am like in such a good mood from seeing him, and he's been sitting here like supporting us emotionally and spiritually, and now we're gonna ask him about Huji filters. So welcome to the show, Ito.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. You are witnessing history. You are witnessing the debut episode. Broadcast. It's not an episode. It's not a podcast. So, Ito, tell me more about the Huji filter. I am not a pro myself.
I'm going to start with the disclaimer that I've taken about 6 pictures with. So, I'm not a pro by any means.
Okay, but 6 is like, I don't know. That's
it's
a fair number.
An infinite more than I've taken with my 0.
Yeah. What's like the look? Is it 90s? Is that the vibe?
The vibe is very 90s. It's 90s. Like one of those like cameras that you could, it's like an app on your phone, and it looks like one of those cameras that you'll buy like at a drugstore.
Okay.
And you can take a couple pictures, like 10 pictures.
A disposable camera.
Exactly.
Never forget those.
Yeah, like I read one of those.
Let us forget those. They're awful for the environment.
Remember guys.
It always comes back.
Okay, so, and it's like, I've noticed it's kind of like an orangey glare.
Yeah, it gives like a lens glare kind of effect. Okay. It's got like a date from like the 90s, like printed in the corner somewhere.
It's not from the 90s.
It's not.
Right, okay. It's like, it's the actual date.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's from the
90s. But I think like they change like the year to...
Wait, they do?
I think so.
Okay, Ito's looking for some evidence. While he looks for that evidence, I'm gonna ask the boys, any other, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there it is. So this one says 98.
You can't see it, but it is there. It says 98. So what do we think, like, why? Why are people nostalgic to bring back kind of these retro things? Like, what is it about humans that wants this? Thoughts?
Potentially in our sort of frustrating political atmosphere, I guess it's sort of interesting, this sort of like make America great again. People don't necessarily want all of those things. I know personally I oppose a lot of those ideas, but maybe as college students, at least for us, high school, think about how easy elementary school was and how fun it was to just be on the playground, not have to worry about
amazing
5-page papers that are due tomorrow.
Okay, so you're saying it's kind of like going back to childhood, but for a lot of people using the Huji filter, they were not alive in the 90s. They have no
very true
connection. Mm-hmm. So Ito, what is it?
I think it's just something about the aesthetic. It just makes you feel like you might have lived through those times and like seen those like good times.
True. As young people who haven't experienced that time, the only pieces of it that live on to us today are these great examples, and we don't see any of the like poor people and how they were suffering or struggling during the time.
This got deep very quickly.
Picture these very bright and exciting flashes of it.
That is true. That's very true.
I'm sure in the future people will look back on today and cherry pick all the best parts.
Okay, we're going to listen to another song, and then when we come back from the song, that's going to be the next thing, is what do we think from today? What do we think people are going to take and idealize? Think about that, listeners, as we listen to Noah. Do you want to pick an electro swing?
Sure. I will pick... This is Bella Bell by The Electric Zoo. or the Electric Swing Circus.
Close enough. Hope you've been listening. We hope not listening. We hope you've been thinking about our question. Our question is, what from 2018 are people going to idealize in the future? So, I was telling them how I read a BuzzFeed article and then I stopped myself. And I said, oh wait, you know what's going to be idealized in the future? BuzzFeed as a concept. But I was reading a BuzzFeed article on this, if you can call it an article, which I do because I respect BuzzFeed, unfortunately. And the first thing that came up in the BuzzFeed article was the song We Are Young by Fun. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so going to be in the like soundtrack of every movie set in this. You know, I mean, it was a little earlier, you know, like 2010s era. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing I thought of.
Definitely. And it's good enough song to be worthy of that. Not a bad one to remember. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, what do you guys think?
Well, I think on the note of, I think it's interesting looking back because BuzzFeed is so big in trying to only 90s kids or only 2000s kids will remember this. That's sort of their whole, at least their beginning platform was kind of that.
So true, Noah. That That's so interesting. And one day it's like only thousands kids like that. What are, okay, so, you know, thousands you think of as like 2000 to 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think, what's 2010 to 2018? That's not thousands. Is it, what's it going to be called? What's it going to be remembered as?
Good question.
I guess time will tell.
We have to define ourselves. That way we can be remembered.
Noah. Beautiful. I think we need to like keep tally of wise things Noah said on this show. Okay, here's any of our listeners. If you have any ideas from today, what's going to be idealized? You know what you should do? You should call. Where is it? 855-915-9636 and share your thoughts. Tell us what you think will be remembered from this time period. While we wait for your calls, hopefully, maybe in vain, anyone else? Like, I feel like it's a hard question to ask.
What will be remembered?
Yeah, and what will be remembered, but what will be kind of that, like, idealized, nostalgic, like, nostalgia-inducing, cultural...
Yeah.
Thing. Is it gonna be
like, what will we like look back on in like 20 years and think,
and be like, oh,
I miss this so much.
Yeah. Because it's gonna be like I can't even think, I like, what I'm trying to think of, like,
what's special today that could last.
But I'm sure it won't be something that feels special. It's something we just kind of take for granted. That's gonna kind of fade out. And then I guess we'll see. Like, you know, we're thousands kids. We remember what thousands
Disney Channel original movies.
Yes,
definitely a part of my childhood.
That, I felt that spiritually. We'll see. Okay, I think I know this is kind of a this is a bit of a different style than the music we've been playing tonight, but I think in honor of what we've been discussing, let's play her.
This is We Are Young by Fun.
Second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Yeah!
already feel nostalgic, and it's only been a few years. And I can already see the day when I'm like, kids, this was the song of our generation.
Definitely.
That was beautiful. Okay.
Well, it is that time of the night.
It is.
We have a PSA
drum roll,
tweet
please.
For you. Tonight we will talk about seatbelt safety.
Take it away, Noah.
It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safeguard.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I'm so proud of that organization and the work they're doing. And that leads us to... So we can't remember a time when there were no seatbelts. Like, seatbelts, you wear them, you know? Like, at least in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there was a time when, you know, like, people didn't know to wear seatbelts, or they were like, oh, like, eh, not gonna do that. So it's like, what are we doing right now that, again, in the future, we're gonna be like, oh, we were so reckless, we didn't, you know, something.
Yeah, good question. Well, I know sort of vaping is coming back, or which is a new form of smoking, kind of. It's a nicotine product that is highly addictive and is definitely prevalent, at least on Tufts campus.
He is not reading off a PSA.
Just not a PSA, just the truth.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, I get it. It's fun. Like,
it's not...
It's
what's
so
fun about it?
Oh, it's so fun. That's why it's addictive. You just, like...
It's addictive,
like,
because it's nicotine, which is a chemical that's addictive.
About, you have this little, like, USB stick looking thing. You take a little, like, whiff, you're like...
USBs, those have died out.
Yes.
Time has changed.
There is a funny video, I'm not sure if any of you have seen it, where a guy at a party goes up holding USB sticks, pretending they're jewels, and people try to, like, take a hit off the USB stick, and they're like, that's an anachronism, kind of.
Yeah.
Right?
USBs in the modern day, they do still have some value.
But, like, it's kind of...
Another form of anachronism would be the comeback of the vinyls we're making recently.
Definitely.
So true. The whole record thing,
mm-hmm.
for sure. You see it in Urban Outfitters.
Mm-hmm. Very hipster to have a record player. And
most definitely.
That's a good one. Okay. Wow. I think it's time for a caller. I know you're out there, beautiful caller. And you know the number is 855-915-9636.
Oh, that's 855-915-WMFO.
I love that. Okay, while we wait for our reluctant caller, who I keep begging to call, but will not, let's go back to vaping because it makes me angry. It makes me angry that our generation was the one that defeated smoking. We were like, not smoking cigarettes. And then one day...
Smoking is...
It's back.
Joking, and now it's back.
It's like everyone's so addicted to nicotine.
It's awful.
It's upsetting.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, the companies have done so much work to brand it as something fun and cool and hip, right? All those, like, fruit-flavored, like, pods.
Mm-hmm. Oh! She's here.
It looks like we...
Or whoever it is. I don't know. It's a mystery caller.
Have a caller.
Let's see who it is.
Let me just quickly... go over the rules with them. Mona, will you?
Oh, yes. Okay, so while Noah goes over the rules with the mystery caller, let's speculate as to who the mystery caller might be. Ido, do you have any guesses?
Hello?
You know who it is.
I do.
But, like, if you were to guess, would you guess this person? Probably.
I think so.
I do want to share that we just got a beautiful message. From my roommate.
Yes,
shout out to my roommate, Amelia. She said,
no,
love the jewel conversation.
Like,
thank
that,
you, Amelia. I love it, too.
We appreciate
the support. And, okay. Yeah, on that note, Amelia is the best roommate, and I love her. So, Amelia, I hope you're still listening, or else this is awkward. And are we ready? Are we ready to put her on air?
Let's see. Hello? You should be live.
Do we hear anything? I hear nothing.
I also hear
nothing.
No,
turn it on. You have to turn it on, right?
I believe it's on.
No, don't you have to turn it, the red thing on?
Now it should be on.
Hello? Ugh, where is she? We need to figure... Okay,
it looks like we have another caller.
We do need to figure this out. Oh, we're going to...
So,
okay, let's take a break. Sorry, Mom. Let's see who... Okay, well, while Noah waits for the other caller,
hello?
Let's just say that I'm really happy my mom tried to call in.
Yep.
And I'm sad she's not on the air right now. But I think she'll make it one day.
We appreciate the enthusiasm.
We love Marjan.
We do.
Shout out to Marjan. And shout out to Ito's parents, who I also love. Okay, you know what? We need to get back on track. Anachronisms. I think that we need to figure out how to get people on air.
Sorry about that.
And when we do, it'll be great.
I think... Also, are you ready to go live?
I think when we are waiting for people to go on air, we should play music.
Well...
Okay, we're trying to put this person on.
I believe...
Turn on. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, we have somebody live on air.
Yes, hi.
Oh my god, it's my mom after all. Wait, mom, did you have to call twice?
Yes.
I'm so sad.
Is this Noah and Mona Save the World?
Okay, yes, but it's Mona and Noah Save the World, and I'm not mad about it, but I'm a little mad about it. Because he said Noah and Mona.
Mona and Noah just has a nice read.
It just has a better...
Yes, you guys are doing a great job, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about anachronism.
Yes, thank you, Mystery Caller. We are excited to talk with you about anachronism.
Mystery Caller, could you introduce yourself?
Yeah.
So my name is Marjan Kamali, and this is a coincidence, but I'm Mona's mom. I just happened to be listening to this wonderful radio program.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about your work?
No, I don't want to talk about my work. I want to talk about anachronism.
Okay, anachronisms. Okay, we're proud. She's an author. Marjan Kamali, look it up to get a tea.
Something that I've noticed has changed so much since your generation was small is the way you view content.
Okay.
Because when you guys were little, if you wanted to watch a movie or something, you would go to Blockbuster or video store and get a VHS cassette.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you guys were toddlers. Yeah. And now that then progressed to DVDs, and Netflix was initially a DVD service, and now everything is being streamed online.
So what effects do you think this has, like, on our generation?
I think it's changed the way people view shows, because it used to be you had to be together to watch a show,
like you had to
be physically in the same place, and you could only see it at a certain time and place. But now it's on demand.
That's so interesting. Do you think it's driving us
apart? What you guys think about that? The way we kind of ingest our video content has changed a lot.
That was definitely a very deep thought. I wish we could discuss it more with you. However, we are in high demand, and we have another caller waiting to be put on air.
Okay.
So I think we should let the listeners think for themselves this time.
Yes, it's something just to think about.
Something to think about.
Yes.
Marjan Kamali, award-winning author of Together Tea. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, we were so happy to hear from you.
Bye, Mona.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're live. Please make sure you do not swear and don't talk about drugs or anything profane. Anything you want here on Disney Channel, don't say here.
You're supposed to say that before they get on air, Noah.
We were busy juggling the phone lines.
Okay.
So, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Want to introduce yourself?
I'm Amelia, Mona's roommate.
Oh my god. No way. She's here. Oh my gosh, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Okay, I noticed... Again, did you hear my shout out to you? I know you loved our Jewel conversation, and I want to hear why.
Oh my god, I did.
Please, okay, everyone has to introduce themselves. Whole group there has to introduce themselves. Our listeners.
Oh, everyone introduce yourself.
I'm Hannah. I'm Nora. I'm Aria.
I am so happy that the real members of ABBA are here with us. Did I skip someone? Is Audrey there?
Audrey's not here.
Okay,
she's coming.
Okay.
At the bottom of the
Do you have any ideas on things that we will look back on and reflect on and be nostalgic about when we're older?
Yeah, Mamma Mia.
So true. That was actually a really good one. Already we're nostalgic about it, and it came out over the summer.
That was the first PG-13 movie I saw.
Ooh,
when I was 8. is
a heartwarming story. What do we think... Well, because if you notice, in Mamma Mia, in Mamma Mia 2, I should say, Lily James, young Donna, is wearing 70s style clothes, But I was like, I would wear all those clothes. Like, that style is so back. Like, it doesn't feel like dated.
Yeah. There's so many things that are coming back.
Like, what else? What else, girls?
Yeah. I don't know. What's the big thing recently? People got really into, like, chokers again.
Chokers,
yeah. Somebody, like, Instagrams about Friends.
Yeah, Friends.
Friends, the show. That's such a good one.
Very true.
Suddenly, it's 90s. Like... Jennifer.
Yeah, 90s is... 90s.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah, 90s are back.
Definitely.
We're into the 90s.
90s, maybe into the 20s. What a time jump.
What a time jump. Wow. Okay, I am so glad you girls called. I hope you're having the best time listening to Mona and Noah Save the World. And
yes, thank you for having
me. What do you guys want to hear? Give us a song.
What do you want to hear?
I don't know. That's so much pressure.
I know, that's a lot of pressure. We shouldn't do that to you. Maybe Noah can think of that. Do we have any other fun postmodern jukebox?
Postmodern jukebox?
Ooh, yeah.
What else do we have?
Well, if you're
willing... Oh, this one is funny. Let's start this one over. The one, because people can't really hear it because it's in the background.
We can do that. Or we could go back to Lady Gaga and play Poker Face.
Okay, let's do that. We'll play
Always Gaga for Gaga.
Okay, Gaga for Gaga. Okay, enjoy, girls. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
I wanna hold them like they do in Texas plays. Hold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me. Love game intuition, play the car's space to start. After he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get him high, show him what I got. Face. I wanna roll with him, a heart pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun, fun. With my muffin, I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay. Right, I promise this, promise this. Shake his hand, cause I'm marvelous. Ooh, carry my, carry my. No, he carried my poker face. Oh, oh, carry my.
Hello. I would like to make a quick shout out.
This is the best shout out yet, other than my mom and Amelia. So this is the third and equally rated shout out, because there's like three shout outs we've done.
I am in a very exciting class in which I go into a correctional institution in the state of Massachusetts. And there are some folks in the class who I talked about the radio show with, and I hope you're listening and having a lovely night, and I hope things are good, and I'm excited to see you this upcoming Thursday in class.
What kind of stuff are you guys reading in the class?
Definitely. It's a literature class, and it's called The Literature of Confinement. So we've covered all sorts of really exciting things. Something that we're reading this week is Raisin in the Sun.
That's a really good one.
Very good
one. That's a good one. Amazing.
We always have great conversations. It's a great time. Very exciting.
Who's the professor? Give a shout out to the professor.
Hilary Binda, an amazing woman who has taught me so much.
Yes.
I'm so happy to be in that class. Definitely.
Amazing. I have some sad news, and that is that there are only 11 minutes left.
What a shame.
Time flies when
truly,
you're having fun.
Truly.
What else, what are we... None... My... Oh my gosh.
Mona's mic may not have been on during
That's
that
so
time.
So funny. Oh no. Okay, well, I just said nice things about the class. I asked Noah questions that he answered, which I guess you got. And that's okay. Everyone makes mistakes.
Definitely. That's definitely the first time for the show.
And it won't be the last.
Do you want to talk about any goals we have for the show?
Yes. Let's talk about what we want the show to look like. Okay. I loved that we had an idea coming in. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Anachronism.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of evolved into just generally talking about generations, trends, time. So I'm really excited to kind of come in with an idea and then just talking about something really cool.
Definitely.
What are you excited for, Noah?
Oh, I'm excited for so much. This has honestly been an amazing time. It's always amazing
Best
to spend time
minutes.
With Mona.
Always amazing to spend time with you, Noah. I'm so excited.
How sweet.
Love us. Iconic duo.
I'm excited to keep bringing hopefully music that's cool, interesting, and new.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
yeah.
reflecting on some classics, though.
Mm-hmm. I also am really excited for having guest speakers. Having Ito here was amazing.
Amazing.
Just added so much, from Hooji filters to something really deep he said that I can't remember, but I remember thinking, wow, I'm really glad he's here. Ito, what are you looking forward to listening to in the show? What do you want? What do you want from the show?
Honestly, I want to see where your ideas keep going. The idea and the concept that you guys came into this with was so interesting and not something I'd totally never have thought of.
Mm-hmm.
So just hearing what you guys have on your minds.
Beautiful. Well, we start at the top with our guests.
Yeah.
We start at the top with our guests, and absolutely started at the top with you, Ito. Thank you so much. I guess in our final 10 minutes, we're gonna play some more songs.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have any last reflections. Is it time? Should we bring up Hopeless Optimism?
Sure. That's a great way to, I think, end the talk tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe great is an interesting word to use there.
Well, it's an interesting idea.
Definitely.
Tell us about it.
So, as Mona and I were sort of planning the show a little bit, we sort of stumbled upon this concept of hopeless optimism, which is sort of when, at least as far as the climate's concerned for me, I'm kind of hopeless because things are really tricky. Things are definitely not in a good place. Things could be so much better. But in any situation, you can either sort of just give up, which we know is not the answer, and we know will not make things better, or you can be optimistic. And so amid sort of the fear and all the doubt and the almost certainty that things may not go right, still optimism and trying to look on the bright side and saying, maybe there is still a chance that we could fix things.
That is beautiful. That moved me. And something I think is so interesting about what you said is that it's optimism, but with awareness, because I think it's easy to just be naive,
mm-hmm.
and that's, maybe not the best, because then you're missing out on knowing what's going wrong. But at the same time, you know, I feel like it almost strengthens the optimism to know that it is rooted in, like, in reality.
True, definitely.
But to say...
It takes true optimism to know that things are bad, but still want to hope. And I just think...
And it shows the strength of the optimism. It's true. Like, listen, like, even though I know things are this bad, I still believe. So I think that's something really interesting to leave you all with.
I agree.
However, it's not over yet. We're still I think we should play one of the songs your dad recommended.
Yes, my dad called in, and I know it's definitely not modern anymore, but it's still a song that I enjoy today, sort of throwing back. It is Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yes.
So
thank you, Mr. Mills.
Thank you so much. Here that is.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe.
awesome. We had an amazing time. We want to remind you that this is Mona and Noah Save the World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'd like to shout out to my family and family from East Coast and West Coast. I think we have some California listeners. And
yes!
Hopefully it's so sunnier than it is here. It's stormy and windy here. Yes.
Again, we want to thank Ito. We want to thank my mom. We want to thank Amelia and the gang. We want to thank Noah's dad. We want to thank everyone who is involved in our
first show. How exciting.
So to end the show, we're going to do a fun song. It's Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but postmodern jukebox version. But still fun.
Hope you enjoy it.
Have a nice weekend.
Live, right?